Another council is looking at ways to discourage begging and make it CBD a nicer place to be. Palmerston North, this is City Council considering installing extra street furniture, artworks to deter beggars. It's also looking at encouraging more buskers, holding up more pop-up events. And Rachel Bowen's Deputy Chair of the Council's Community Development Committee and is with us. Rachel, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Great pleasure. Mayor says that the beggars are holding the city to ransom. Is that true?
I think it's a good headline, Mike, but I wouldn't say anybody's been held to ransom recently.
How many beggars you got?
You know, I think it's about 8. Mm. So we're really not talking big numbers. And they're well known to us. We you know, Palmy, we're a friendly place. We generally know who's around and about in our CBD. So we know these people. They're our regulars. I don't think it's fair to say they're holding the city to ransom, but it is fair to say that there's been some behaviour that we've not particularly enjoyed, so that's what we're looking at.
Are they real beggars or people trying it on?
Well, it depends what you mean by real beggars.
Well, people who are genuinely down and out, generally with some sort of abuse or substance problem, don't have a means to, you know, make ends meet, so they genuinely need a couple of bucks versus a person who might just sit there for a couple of hours and go, I can get an easy 50.
Our regulars are definitely people who have, I think the term is your complex and diverse needs. When we've worked with that, last year we ran a trial using social work support to, you know, talk to all of the people who were, you know, begging on the streets, check that they were accessing the support that they needed, that they knew about the lunch club in town, those kind of things. So we're really confident that the people who are begging on our streets, that's kind of a lifestyle choice for them. They're people who are getting the benefits and the help that they need. This is just what they do in the day. I'm not saying it's their business, it's just what they do.
Sure. Is it your business? I mean, is it your problem? And aren't the police involved or the health authorities or somebody?
That's such a good question, because is it council's business? Well, probably not, but who else is going to do something? You know, this is a community police issue. It's a mental health issue. You know, here in Palmerston North, we are a World Health Organization safe city. So we have a safe city advisory board where we work across our agencies. We talk with the police, with council, with the district health board. So we're taking a multi-agency approach to all of these issues. But at the end of the day, the community come to council and they say, can you do something?
That's
what we're trying to do.
And what I find with beggars, to be fair, is it makes it uncomfortable downtown, doesn't it? If you sort of go to the other side of the street and you can't be bothered. You know what I mean? And that's, you don't want that downtown.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, I don't know if you know the central city of Palmerston North, but we put a lot of money into our beautiful square. And we're putting, there's a plan for $26 million of investment over the next 10 years. And we want this to be a place that people love and they feel attached to and they feel safe in. So it would be silly to spend that amount of money without looking at this really small issue that's a bit of a problem for
some people. Well, I hope you get it sorted out. By the way, are you one of those councils who provides the buffet lunches and the buffet dinners when you're having the meetings?
No, we are not. We stopped doing that. Well, we've never had it. Well, I've been on council and I've been on 4 years. So I think it stopped about 6 years ago at Palmerston North. We do not have catered lunches for our regular meetings.
What about that Ray Wallace guy? I had him on the program yesterday from the Hutt City. He's the Hutt City mayor, right? He was busy trying to twist my arm and say that if you're having a meeting of an evening, you need to be fed. And I thought that's a pile of poop.
Well, we don't have our meetings in the evening, and that's probably what changed 6 years ago. I know that when we did have meals then, but now we just have normal Mondays are our council days. We run from 9 till 5, and our councillors go and get lunch like everybody else, and that helps our businesses in the CBD because you've suddenly got all these hungry councillors needing to be fed.
Fantastic, Rachel. Nice to talk to you. Rachel Bowen. That's a councillor that sounds like they got their act together. Hope Ray's listening.